This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I did not accept. Two of the five people were appointed. They have made statements and taken actions that I think would impact the integrity of the committee.
The real reason the Democrats don't want to investigate the evolution of the rioting that kicked off 7 years earlier with the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, that mutated into Marxist violence during Trump's inauguration and exploded into 567 riots, killing at least 25 people, doing well over $2 billion worth of damage, and targeting federal, state, and local government buildings after the death of George Floyd, greased by Cloward and Piven on our southern border.
We are learning new details about the man who threw explosive devices at an immigration detention center in Tacoma, Washington. He was shot and killed by police.
And an apparent fraudulent election that no one in Congress would transparently explain eventually led to the cause and effect response at the Capitol on January 6th. This is the investigation that needs to take place. Democrats abandoned their constitutional duty and embraced the dark forces of their closeted bigotry and fanned the flames of political tyranny in their lust for power. Power they would shamefully shed crocodile tears for in a recent sham hearing. Power the Capitol Police would lie for in order to designate the rest of those in their way as domestic terrorists.
The terrorists alternated between attempting to break our defenses and shouting at or attempting to convert us.
And we are being told this is the worst attack against democracy since the Civil War, which is ludicrous.
In 1915, a German man who had been a Harvard professor detonated a bomb inside the Capitol in an attempt to deter the U.S. from entering World War I. The bomber also murdered his pregnant wife and shot financier J.P. Morgan Jr.
Was it worse than the attack on Congress by Lolita LeBron in 1954, who Jimmy Carter pardoned?
Firing more than 20 rounds from their Luger automatics, the three fanatics seriously wounded five senators. Alvin Bentley wounded near the heart and in the stomach, and Representative Halleck shows where a bullet ripped into his desk. Another Puerto Rican has since been accused of threatening to kill President Eisenhower. Still defiant and still unrepentant, Mrs. LeBron and her partners made the attack to draw attention to Puerto Rico's demands for complete independence.
At 1 minute before 1 o'clock this morning, the switchboard at the Capitol received a phone call. A man's voice said a bomb would go off in the building in half an hour. At 1:30 in the morning, it did. In a small, unmarked restroom on the ground floor of the Senate side, next to a barber shop and near several small offices, including one committee hearing room. There were telephoned bomb threats to 22 other Washington buildings yesterday and two more today, all false alarms. Credit for the Capitol bombing was claimed in a letter received by the Associated Press today, signed by the Weather Underground.
Ho Chi Minh's birthday was also marked in Washington. A bomb exploded early this morning in the Pentagon, and left-wing terrorists telephoned newspapers to say they were responsible.
It's hard to argue with the effectiveness of that bomb that went off in a third-floor washroom here at the State Department early this morning.
Was it worse than Susan Rosenberg's bombing of the U.S. Capitol's North Wing in 1983? Rosenberg was pardoned by Bill Clinton in 2001 and is now a powerful leader of the BLM movement, an anti-American communist movement that should be imprisoned under Eisenhower's Communist Control Act of 1954.
I want to ask you about Black Lives Matter. Its finances and some of its fundraising is actually managed by an activist group, Thousand Currents, which is sponsored by a charity set up by the Kellogg's founder of your breakfast cereal. It has a woman, Susan Rosenberg, sitting on its board of directors, once arrested for her ties to a radical left terrorist group responsible for killing police and bombing.
The fact is, most of the political prisoners sitting in Biden's tomb-like prison were waved into a U.S. Capitol that wasn't burned to the ground or destroyed from within because those so-called insurrectionists were patriotic Americans that the Democrat Marxist regime had pushed too far, and everybody knows it. Enough of the charade. Those so-called insurrectionists need to be freed today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's not just Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Senator Rand Paul pointing out the whole COVID rollout and operation of psychological warfare and putting us into a form of subservient martial law under the directives of the United Nations. Now it's Bill Maher coming out in the last 3 weeks in a row saying America looks like the Soviet Union. The Olympics look like the Soviet Union or North Korea. The left's completely out of control. And some listeners saw me cut a report on that on Saturday. And they said, don't say nice things about Bill Maher. I don't trust Bill Maher as far as I can throw him. But what does it say about Bill Maher that he knows his whole audience is pissed off about the second lockdown, knows the masker fraud, and knows that everything we're seeing around the world is dangerous? He said, let people have ivermectin. Stop suppressing drugs. Big tech's lying. You know, there are a lot of people that have worked with the system who might decide the system's going to destroy them. And if they're going to come join us or at least start agreeing with us, we need to roll the red carpet out and say, not going to turn my back on you. But I would sure like to see you start telling the truth all the time. And when you do it, I'm going to praise you. I mean, Tucker Carlson thought I was a horrible person 14, 15 years ago, and then I'm not going to give the whole story, privately called me and said, well, I see you're right about a lot of stuff and you mean well, and then we became friends over the years. I'm going to leave it at that. Now we're good friends, and the media hates that and knows that, and Tucker doesn't hide that, and it's just the way it is. But people can look at Tucker's show and say, wow, it sounds like Alex Jones wrote this. No, Tucker sees it now and sees it as good as I do or better. He doesn't need my help. He just was naive and thought other people were nice like him. He projected the fact that he's a nice guy and believed the government really wanted to help people. And then he finally woke up about 10 years ago, and now he's super woke. You know, the real woke. Because, see, I'm not trying to get you to see through my eyes. I'm just trying to get you to see. Take the Rowdy Piper allegory of They Live. He's not trying to get his black construction partner friend to do what he wants or be his slave. He's not trying to make him believe him just because he told him he wants them to put the glasses on. Start putting these glasses on or start eating concrete. They have a big, long fight. They almost kill each other. But in the end, he gets the glasses on him. And he's like, oh, my God, how long has this been going on? What the hell's going on? And now he doesn't want to fight with Piper, and Piper don't want to fight with him because now they understand they're both under attack. So I don't want to fight with the Democrats. I don't want to fight with CNN. I don't want to fight with Black Rifle Coffee Company. I don't want to be involved in all this stupidness. I want you to put the damn glasses on. And right now, folks, things are so serious and so real, there is no way you can't see. The glasses are on regardless. You're just denying what you see right in front of
your face. And how much more pain do we got to go through until you finally realize you've been conned, you finally realize you've been lied to, and you finally realize that only waking up and waking other people up is going to give us any type of hope. Just put the glasses on and look at it. Look at it. It's not denied. All you got to have is a little bit of memory and think back to what's going on, and you're going to see it right there in front of you. And believe me, baby, just like Morpheus says in The Matrix, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. You take the blue pill, you go back to Wonderland. You take the red pill, and I show you how deep it goes. And you put the glasses on, folks, and you see people feeding on you and your family, predators. I want to give the number out specifically on what I covered last hour. To give us your story of vaccines, your family story of vaccines. You love them, you hate them. Again, they're not vaccines, these genetically modified injections. And I'm going to recap these headlines for you in case you're a new listener, and then we're going to go to your calls. But you understand, this is very elementary. Obviously, they were always going to infect people with a spike protein. We didn't just say that now, and it's not just admitted now. That's admitted. We showed you all the medical literature. We had the experts on that in every mammal study with these shots, they've done it forever. For 50 years, longer, they've been trying to find a vaccine for the common cold. But because the common cold is caused by a giant spectrum of different proteins, when your body gets out of whack, you get sick. They call them viruses. If you create something to target that, it will attack your own body. And now it's happened. And now they admit worldwide the average number is 75% of the infections in Austin, Texas, of the infections in Massachusetts, of the infections in Israel, of the infections in Gibraltar, of the infections in Singapore, of the infections everywhere, are the vaccinated. And the people are being studied and tested, and they all have blood clots in the D-dimer test, which is a very old, documented, real test. And they're infectious, giving you a synthetic, digitally created prion code that is growing in people. So, it's all confirmed now. Exactly what the former chief scientist of operations at Pfizer said, he only retired 2 years ago. What the chief EU advisor said, what the dean of Baylor Medical School said to Congress. I didn't even know this. It happened months ago. I saw the clip last night. Played it yesterday. I mean, this is crazy. That they actually did it. Here it is. Maximum red alert. Major governments confirm COVID-19 vaccine spreading new deadly plague. Here's Sky News. COVID-19, new deadlier coronavirus variant that could kill 1 in 3 infected people. A realistic possibility, says the British government officially. Sage is the agency. And they say, normally things mutate and become less lethal. This is becoming more lethal. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know it's their cover for everybody getting sick and dying that's taking the shots. And I just know that I know a lot of people in medical care. And so I conducted my own survey the last few weeks because I noticed a lot of people I know have been very sick with lung stuff. But they're told, oh, no, you don't get COVID when you go in to get tested because they don't want the numbers up yet. They turn the PCR test down. And then I talked to people that work in hospitals. They said, no, we're full of people can't breathe. And they're almost all vaccinated. So I was telling you that weeks ago. Here it is in the reports. Remember Israel first came out? Said this 3 weeks ago. They said, oh, they're crazy. They had 6 million people in their study. But the White House press secretary says, trust the experts. Do what we say. Oh, I do trust all the real experts, not you and not Fauci. Here it is. Gibraltar, Iceland see massive COVID spike despite over 90% population vaccinated. Vaccinated people make 75% of recent COVID cases in Singapore. Majority of COVID-19 cases at large public events were among vaccinated Americans. And it goes on and on and on and on. They're trying to blame the unvaccinated. That's just some of what I've got right here. I want to take your call on this. I want to hear what you have to say. I want your view. than what you're witnessing. If you're a medical worker, a doctor, a nurse, are you seeing full areas? Because you called in last year and said it was a hoax. It wasn't. We went and proved it was. I'm hearing it is full. After you took the shot, see how the plan works? And then in the winter, it gets really bad, and they blame the unvaccinated. They're already trying that, but the truth's getting out ahead of them. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Four people specifically with what you've witnessed, what you've seen, your take on this. And again, I don't just believe the British Ministry of Defense and the NIH or their National Health Service. I don't just believe them when they say this to kill a third of the people on Earth. But I know that's the globalist goal is to kill 90%. And I know they rolled out a vaccine that doesn't protect you, that isn't a vaccine, that grows prions in the people. I know the folks running it are depopulationists. So we expected this, it's here, and they actually did it. They think you're so dumb medically, they're going to get away with this. Kind of like the beta test was hundreds of millions of boys being autistic for vaccines and Big Pharma getting away with that. Well, they said, hell, let's just shit everybody then. And all the folks that signed on to be vaccinated or injected, they won't want to admit they got conned. They'll just double down with Stockholm Syndrome.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
That's why you're a slave.
Don't know much biology.
That's why they're killing you.
Don't know much about a science book.
Nope.
Don't know much about the French I took.
But I do know.
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too.
You will stand up against Bill Gates today. What a wonderful day it'd be.
Don't know much about geography.
Well, you better learn.
Don't know much trigonometry.
Well, you better find out.
Don't know much about algebra.
You better learn about democide and eugenicists. This ain't all about you. You do know that one and one is two, and that the vaccine doesn't protect you, and it makes people show up as, quote, COVID positive because you're growing prions in your body that will then kill you over the next 2 to 5 years, according to all the studies and according to all the top scientists. And I'm going to play some clips of those scientists here in a moment and then go to your phone calls at 877-789-2539. But since I mentioned it, here is Bill Maher this Friday talking about how the Olympics belong in Stalin's Russia. Here it is.
That joke in a private conversation. This is called a purge. It's a mentality that belongs in Stalin's Russia. How bad does this atmosphere we are living in have to get before the people who say cancel culture is overblown admit that is in fact an insanity that is swallowing up the world? I'm back, not the audience. I'm back. There's no. And that is not a conservative position, my friends. My politics have not changed, but I am reacting to politics that have. And this is yet another example of how the woke invert the very thing that used to make liberals liberals. Snitches and bitches, that's not being liberal. The Associated Press is a real news organization, yeah? So why am I reading this headline? Olympic surfing exposes whitewashed native Hawaiian roots.
Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but since I mentioned this, let me play you a few of these clips. I played more than 20 scientists and doctors yesterday, prestigious ones. I played the clip of the inventor of mRNA pointing out their greatest fear would be that it would create antibody-dependent enhancement, and it's done that, and it's causing mass death already. And then they go on to warn that it'll grow the protein in your body and kill you. And it just so happens to attack the ovaries. Oh, gee, isn't that funny? That's in major studies as well. But, oh, trust the science of Bill Gates. He's your doctor. Don't other doctors can't be online. I've got stacks of articles of prestigious journalists. They just reported Pfizer's own studies that they're now doing on the experimental shot. That's the cart before the horse. And saying, oh, we had the same death rate in placebo versus who took the vaccine. And so they published that, and it got banned off Twitter. Just like YouTube just banned Sky TV Australia, because they reported the same thing. Because they're trying to suppress you while they kill you. So you go out and take it so they can hurt you. It's not just informed consent being violated. It's the opposite. They're suppressing you finding out what's going on. The definition of forced consent. Don Lemon. Oh, you can't have food. Oh, you can't have water. In fact, let's play that first. Don Lemon. This is the talking point everywhere. Saying you can be able to have food.
You shouldn't be able to have a job. You should be in a concentration camp, basically. You should starve to death if you don't take this experimental shot. The definition of violating the Nuremberg Code, coerced medical experimentation, here it is.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now.
Okay, thank you, Don Lemon.
Continue to waste.
Anybody that follows him is a lemonhead, in my view. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Hotz, Dean of Baylor Science and Medicine, one of the most respected medical schools in the United States, testifying to Congress. I know this happened, about the dangers of these type of vaccines. Here it is.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines. When we started developing coronavirus vaccines and our colleagues, we noticed in laboratory animals that they started to show some of the same immune pathology that resembled what had happened 50 years earlier. So we said, oh my God, this is going to be problematic. We don't entirely understand the basis of it, but we recognize that it's a real problem for certain respiratory virus vaccines. This was first found in the early 1960s with the respiratory syncytial virus vaccines. Some of those kids who got the vaccine actually did worse, and I believe there were two deaths in the consequence of that study. Because what happens with certain types of respiratory virus vaccines, you get immunized, and then when you get actually exposed to the virus, you get this kind of paradoxical immune enhancement phenomenon. And we don't entirely understand the basis of it, but we recognize that it's a real problem for certain respiratory virus vaccines. That killed the RSV program for decades. Now the Gates Foundation is taking it up again. But when we started developing coronavirus vaccines and our colleagues, we noticed in laboratory animals that they started to show some of the same immune pathology that resembled what had happened 50 years earlier. So we said, oh my God, this is going to be problematic.
By the way, that's one of the top tropical disease experts in the world, and this is counted as a tropical disease. He helped run the program, I looked it up, with the University of Texas and Fauci on the rat study 2012 and said, do not do this in humans, it'll kill them. So there he was in March of last year. So that's a year and a half ago almost, specifically telling Congress, don't do this. It never worked. See how that works? Let's go to Dr. Robert Malone. Last week, again, the inventor of mRNA saying the same thing.
This is the great fear that all vaccinologists have. This is the one thing that scares us all the most. And it cropped up in the 1960s with the development of the pediatric vaccine for respiratory syncytial virus. Vaccines are known can cause enhanced disease. Some vaccines make disease worse. The classic example of this phenomena of antibody-dependent enhancement, in which the antibodies actually make it possible for the virus to infect cells that it wouldn't otherwise infect. The classic example is dengue. When we get dengue the first time, there's four different strains of dengue. They're enough different that if you get the second strain that's different, it'll cause dengue hemorrhagic fever. That's what kills you. This phenomena was also seen with the dengue vaccine and caused the death of many children.
So let's let this sink in real slow here. You just heard two top scientists in the world telling you that in every case they've had to abandon these programs because it kills the animals and kills the people. Until Bill Gates resuscitated it a few years ago and launched it on us because he knew it was a great weapon. Oh, we got this failed program that kills everybody. Oh, Bill Gates got it. Oh, Bill Gates is the one that wants to kill us. It's out in the open. It's all open and shut. Do you believe this? Are you going to roll your sleeve up like human sacrifice and give this to your kids? Because now they've announced, I'll tell you about when we come back. They're coming after kids now. Your phone calls are straight ahead. But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. I'm going to go write your calls right now. We have a very special guest joining us on that Pentagon report that just came out, where we know it's Pentagon technology and other private corporate technology. As he predicted, Dr. Stephen Greer will be joining us coming up. Then this report is at Infowars.com. It's one of Mark Dice's best reports because he's getting back to not just doing his sarcasm videos, which are excellent, by the way. I like those just as much. But he's getting back to his serious Man on the Street interviews, showing how dangerous Californians are. Shock experiment, American signed petition to arrest in jail, unvaccinated. So that is coming up next hour. Briefly, and then I'm going to go right to your calls. We have a deal with Mike Lindell of MyPillow
where you get up to 66% off on all their products with the promo code Alex at MyPillow.com, or you can also go to his big speech event, symposium on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, or 12th, and I'm probably going to be there. I know a representative will be. You can go there as well and put in promo code Alex and get the best deals out there. But MyPillow.com is a great place to go. And just put in promo code Alex at the end and you get all these sales. A six-piece towelette set in whatever color you wanted, $39.95. These are amazing deals. Promo code Alex. Giza Dream Sheets, 2-for-1 low price and free shipping. My slippers, really great slippers, save 40% off. My Pillow premium pillows, lowest price ever, $29.98. Children's Bible Story pillowcases, save 50% off, promo code Alex. All this. My Pillow 3 mattress topper, save 30%, plus 2 standard pillows, free. Dog beds, really nice ones, as low as $19.95. These things are like $50-$60 at Petco. They just cut out the middleman. So instead of going to Amazon that works against you, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, and on the operation. MyPillow bathrobe, save 30% off. MyPillow sleepwear, 30% off. MyPillow weighted blanket, massively discounted. MyPillow body pillow, hugely discounted. Duvet cover, massively discounted. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com. Or you can go to his big speech event, symposium. It's the same back end, same deal. Okay? And definitely want to promote that symposium. We're going to be exposing the election fraud like no other place. The system's really scared of it. And then separately, today is the last day at InfoWarsStore.com. They said, just send it one more day. This is it. We've been ordered to by the producer. 10% off of the highest quality affordable foods ready to ship right now. I think you're crazy if you don't do it. And then, of course, we're going to be selling out very soon of X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in the dripper bottles. It's really good for your body, great for your immune system. It's really important to have it. 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities. Even the UN admits there's a lack of iodine. That's 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new coffee mugs, Save the Frogs, InfoWars.com, coffee mugs and T-shirts. Oh, and this week's the last week for 50% off the privacy pockets for your phones so the contact tracers and hackers don't track you. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done. Plugging. Let's go to your calls. Who is up next here? Loaded phone lines. We've got Josh in Florida. First up, then Owl Killer. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex, crazy times. I want to give you a quick product plug, give you a vaccine story, and then make a quick prediction. Your vitamin mineral fusion and iodine changed my life. I hope you guys get your silver products back in soon. And, for the vaccine story, my mom, my aunt, they're twins. I'm not sure what shot she got, but about 4 days after, she had to go in and get a stent in her heart. And they just chopped that up to her having, already having heart problems.
Even though it says if you have heart problems particularly, it can give you a heart attack. I mean, that is admitted. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. And what I feel like they're going to do is for 2024, they're going to do the switcheroo to put the nail in the Trump coffin. So they're going to. They didn't give him credit at first for the vaccine because they wanted to get Biden in. Now they'll give him credit and say, hey, this vaccine was a big mess. It's all Trump's fault. And that's a way for him to lose 2024. We're also going to see the crypto crash with the regulations and the internet crash. And you get to all the phone calls and appreciate you, Alex.
Brother, I appreciate you. That's a whole other topic I'm going to do someday this week. It's Trump, because people are mad at Trump, and they want to make it all about Trump. I know the inside baseball. I know what Trump thought. I know he got conned. I know he did a lot of good. He did some bad. I know the globalists hate his guts. They don't want him to get Republicans elected in the midterms. So they love anybody that will attack Trump on the right gets promoted on Twitter and Facebook. That's why they always attack Trump constantly. Hey, Trump deserves to be criticized, but still supported to get good Republicans elected. But Alex Jones isn't good. He doesn't bash Trump enough. Notice those guys don't spend much time on Biden, do they?
That's because they're double agents working for the Democrats. Even if they don't know it, they don't want to get banned off Twitter and Facebook and places. So it's not a lesser of two evils. I criticize Trump when he's wrong. I said he better get, you know, against these vaccines. He better turn against it. He hasn't. And it's a big problem. And, yes, he will get blamed for it when it all comes out. And so it's a disaster. It's absolutely horrible. I'm worried about the midterms right now because we need to get good, hardcore folks elected like Marjorie Greene Taylor and others, and we can defeat the globalist. We need a bunch of people, so it's not just one guy they can target. All right, thank you for the call. Owl Killer from Virginia. Go ahead. You're a retired military vet on vaccines. What's coming next? Tell us.
So, first off, Alex, where's the Unvax Lives Matter shirt? Because that will be a huge hit. And I got the entire NYPD that wants the Save the Frogs T-shirt in black and green. So as soon as you get those in stock, they're going to fly right off the shelf. So this is where I see things going. You ever get the feeling that we're willing this into existence? Because that's the feeling that I get. Because every time I see what's going on and I see you predict these things 15 and 20 years ahead of time, here's the deal. The globalists have to have something that we're totally unaware of because man-to-man will kick their heads off their shoulders. And that's the one thing that has me scared is what do they really have up their sleeve?
What they have is evil will to carry out evil and a bunch of sheep that follow orders while they wear these fancy outfits and these costumes and strut around in front of us. But we're not willing this into existence. We've allowed it to come into existence. We know the globalist plan. That's how we've been able to predict it so far. But yes, InfoWars has reached that really magic moment where all over the place people, I got approached 15 times yesterday, at least, everywhere I went, saying, Alex Jones, you were right. Alex Jones, you were right. How did you know Alex Jones? Well, because we have the enemy plan. And so there's a huge awakening, and I think the globalists have bit off more than they can chew, brother. What do you think?
I absolutely do, but I don't think they care. And if you pay attention, the Deagle report with that massive population reduction just went off. They just took that report off. Remember, it had us down to about 100 million people by the year 2025, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was like 160 million.
Okay, So that's just been taken off their website for some reason. You notice they're scrubbing like anything that has to do where you see the World Economic Forum, where you see John Hopkins or Bill Gates. They're basically scrubbing everybody that's attached to it. You'll still see those three on the banner, but you won't see the names anymore. And it's because everybody's tied into everything.
So, well, that's right, and they're not so arrogant now. A lot of people realize they've been set up. That's why you're seeing prestigious scientists come out. But look, last year the head of infectious diseases, the dean of the medical school at a prestigious medical school said, do not take this, it always hurts people. They knew. He said, look, the program always failed till Bill Gates resurrected it, and it kills people. Well, yeah, he got it because it's a weapon. Like you go in a gun shop and buy a gun, it's a weapon. He didn't buy a spoon. He bought a gun. And they're firing it at us. Thank you for the call.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, we got two more segments left ahead of our special guest joining us. I want to jam in as many calls as we can right now. So let's just go right to your calls. Let's talk to Kim in Las Vegas. Kim, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Quick plug real quick for the Bioseptic Pros. We actually have a fifth wheel. And so I bought it for that, and it works great on the gray tank and the black tank. So those of you that are preparing to bug out when you need to, get it for your rig. It works fabulous.
Well, I mean, since you called in about that, because we, again, got a guy that owned a patent with an oil company who literally, you know, sells massive amounts of this to finally bring it to the consumer market. So we're really proud of it because it works great and it's innovative. And that is one of the off-label things it can do is for boats and for travel trailers and for RVs. I mean, we're told that even older systems that have gotten gummed up, that's really good at cleaning them out. What does it do for your system?
I put a tablespoon down my bathroom sink, my kitchen sink, and then about an eighth of a cup into the black tank. It's great for eliminating the smell. It seems that everything, you know, flushes out through the hoses and the tanks much more easy. But I really like the fact that it really does a great job on controlling the odor.
Well, that's what we've been told by the folks that developed it over 20 years ago. This is used at hog farms. It's used at oil spills. I mean, this stuff will eat paper. It'll eat leather. It'll eat some forms of rubber, but nothing inside your RV. I mean, it is really, really strong and really, really powerful. So we're glad that you tried it out. And yeah, it's in fact, they've just now launched. It's on label now for not just septic tanks, but for everything else. It's for your boat. It's for your RV. It's for your grease traps. It's for porta potties. Oh, and it's BioDrain. BioDrain is here now as well. And it's got the little bitty scooper and the directions for each of your drains to absolutely eat that sucker out and get it clean. So I'm glad you liked it. It's a great new sponsor that we really pushed to partner with to bring online. Now, getting to your point about on-vaccine injuries and effects.
So I have so many vaccine stories. My husband's ex-mother-in-law took the shot. She had so many strokes until she was brain dead, and the family had to take her off life support. His ex-brother-in-law took the shot. A week later, he was in the hospital with COVID, and I told him, I said, make sure they do not put him on a ventilator. They put him on a ventilator, and, you know, like I told my husband, I said, he won't come off that ventilator. His funeral was a few weeks ago. My father-in-law took the shot within 3 weeks, had to have a quadruple bypass. Since then, he's been in the hospital twice to have clots dissolved. You know, my stepson is a Marine and overseas, and they forced him to take the shot or they were going to end his deployment. I mean, it's unreal how many people I know that are affected. And I want to have empathy and sympathy and be compassionate to them, but I've told so many people and shared your videos and they're not listening, and it's like, and they're going ahead and taking the mark of the beast and doing these things to themselves. And my heart is just, I'm so heartbroken knowing that I gave the people the information and they refuse to see it. And it's like, you know, like the video you showed with the two guys fighting until he put on the glasses, that's what I feel like right now. And my heart is broken.
Mine is too. My heart is broken, sweetheart. And we just have to give it to God. And I'm so sorry what happened to your family. I've got family that's pretty close. I wouldn't say this, but, you know, cousins and people that have taken the shots and gotten sick and still defended. And I have friends and people that didn't listen to me and got sick. And then they think we're making this up because they can't believe the government is evil, but it is at the top. And I'm so sorry, but we just have to give it to God, keep warning people, and keep doing what you're doing, Tim. Thank you so much, because supporting us and keeping us on air is reaching millions and millions of people. And so just know that we have love and our spirits last forever. We're with God, and that's what matters. And I say that because I'm in a lot of pain, too. I mean, as a man, we're being assaulted, and my body is like, you need to go after these people. But I understand they've got it set up to where they're martyrs then, and we make them victims. And then, no, we need to be like Gandhi, who learned from Jesus, and Martin Luther King, that learned from Jesus, is that killing these people at this point is not the thing to do. We need to have them arrested and tried and then executed. We don't need to be like them, just killing people out there. We need to expose what they're doing and let them know they're going to be brought down for what they've done. But physically, as a man, I just have real problems sitting here and taking this. But just thank God we've got this platform. We are hurting them so bad, and they've got the feds trying to set me up right now, and they've got people trying to kill us. And, you know, I'm not going to get into it all, but it's okay. I chose to be in this position. I'm very blessed to be here. But every day we're on air is a blessing, folks. You got to download these shows. You got to save them. You got to start your own shows. I don't care what you do. Go talk at city council. Just get engaged now, because your word of mouth will override the enemy and the people can trump this evil. All right, let's go to another caller here. There's so many great callers here. Let's go ahead and just go on the calls they received. Let's go to Noel in Chicago. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, Alejandro, it's been several years since I last spoken to you, my friend, so it's good chatting with you again. We'll continue to have you in my prayers as we are entering some amazing times. I was an investigative journalist covering weather modification. I'd call your show for many years telling the public about the Air Force document, weather as a force multiplier.
I remember you calling. I remember you calling, yes. So I think you've even been a guest on the show.
I've used my real name as a guest on your show, but I transitioned from an investigative journalist to the play-by-play world, doing announcing for basketball, football, et cetera, et cetera. So I was working my way up the totem pole in play-by-play, where this summer, the top professional basketball league in the world, which just so happens to be here in the United States, I was going to work for them doing the contract in Chicago. When in a meeting and in documents, they told me I had to take the vaccine. Everyone who had to work this event was forced to take the vaccine. Now, I declined. I didn't do it. No way in hell. It sort of made the choice for me where I need to go back to the investigative journalism realm because there's no way in hell I'm going to take this vaccine. My wife's family, Alex, they're all nurses. Several in her family are all nurses. One of them's going to be a doctor, actually. All took the vaccine. One of them is pregnant, and a couple of weeks ago, they came to discover that their soon-to-be daughter had developed a brain tumor. Another one of her family members, shriveling, old, you can tell through their skin, weeks after they took the vaccine, they're not looking good. They're getting heart palpitations, rushed to the hospital. I know so many people, Alex, who are getting the vaccine, elderly people who are dazed, confused, sort of reaching that sort of that Alzheimer's level. My grandmother took the vaccine in Florida. I'm just waiting for the phone call to where she starts to get in trouble. I'm noticing more and more, Alex, in the suburban parts of Chicago, Barrington, a very affluent suburb, where more and more parents are standing up, going to school board meetings, telling these tyrants, you're not putting the vaccine in my child. I'm noticing it all across the country. I'm noticing it in California where they're awakening that golden bear, that beautiful flag of California. These tyrants are awaking average day people to what's going on. I know you're rushed for time. On the supply chain, I spoke to someone in the Midwest who told me come September, we'll see a 10 to 15% increase across the board on all grocery items. Anything you can think of at the grocery store, 10 to 15% increase in the coming months. Alex,
by the way, well, it's probably been 5 years since you called. I know you went on to a big sportscaster career. I know you are. If you'd like to come on or be a reporter for us, we'll get your name and number again. I know you've been a guest many times years ago. Remember you saying you were going to get out of that back into sports, and then you're back into this by the sheer mark of the beast situation. So I'd love to reconnect with you. We'll get your number, get your info. God bless you. Wow, that's a blast from the past. Really smart guy. Says a lot of documents I didn't know about. We're going to come back, take more calls, and a guest is popping in, and then I'll come back to you. One way or another, we're getting every caller here. We're taking your calls in the order they are received. But how hardcore is that? And it's not just what he saw with family having health problems, or it's not what the last caller saw with the blood clots. It's in the literature. It's not like they didn't know. Remember, every vaccine project with a spike protein failed until Bill Gates took it over. That was congressional hearings. He knew exactly what he was doing.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.